But what I wanted to do tonight is just at the front end is really spend a bit of time just giving you some context and communicating to you around specifically talking and speaking in church from that framework. And then if we have some time at the end, which I'm going to force myself to do, if we have any questions, any comments, please feel free to share those and ask them so that we can have a good chat at the end. I was just thinking about communication, and I've listed off five things that I believe make a good communicator. And this is what they are. The first one is being confident and comfortable. The second one is connection. The third is about being concise and convincing. Fourth, good communicators, especially in the context of church, are scripturally rich. And then fifth, again, not necessarily specifically in church, because we are all filled with the Spirit, it is to be Holy Spirit reliant. And so those five things I just want to break down and speak to you from my perspective. Great communicators in the context of church, being confident and comfortable. We're trying to instill confidence in people, particularly in a world where there is so much insecurity or uncertainty. Our place of worship should be a place of confidence building. And that really stems from a confidence that we carry. And the confidence and being comfortable kind of go hand in hand. And really, what I'm speaking to you about in this regards is for all of us to grow in our security of self, who we are, and what we bring to the table. Your superpower is your uniqueness. And so, what we don't want to see, especially in now our localized church setting, is our communicators all conforming to a particular type. I appreciate that right now I'm carrying the majority of the communication in our church. And so you could think to yourself that as you sit in a particular environment where there is a predominant voice, that we would need to adhere to the way and the what of that particular voice. We don't want that in our church. We want to ensure that you are finding your voice and bringing your uniqueness to who we are. Because really, that's what you can be an expert in beyond anybody else. And so, if you can grow in your expertise, in your security, your identity, your message. And what I don't want you to do is ever to sacrifice your personality for the sake of conformity. Now, let me use a great example because I don't know how many people on this group would know. I like to use this story because I find it phenomenal. Did everyone know that Devin Shute, at a particular time in his life, was an actual clown? Now, you may not have known that because Dev Shute comes across as the astute business person that he is. But once upon a time, Dev thrived as being a clown. Not only is Dev a clown, he is also a raver. He is a wonderful Johannesburg raver. And if there is anybody that can bring life to a party through simply the shirts that he wears, it's Dev Shute. Okay. So in speaking about that, I love that about Dev. I love that he brings something of himself to a particular environment which enhances the environment. And so I don't want Dev, whenever he is entrusted to communicate in our church, I don't want Dev to diminish aspects of who we are, of who he is, out of some strange perception that he needs to conform because now it's a church setting. Obviously, there are certain things that perhaps we are more appreciative of and more respectful of in a church setting. But I want you to bring the life that you are and the life that you have. And to bring a sense of joy, to bring a sense of humor, to bring a sense of pensiveness or a sense of deep thinking, whatever it is that you can bring, please don't diminish it. Okay. That really will contribute to who we are and make you an effective and confident communicator, because you're finding that sense of security in who you are and you're being comfortable in your own skin. And it translates into ensuring that other people feel comfortable and that other people feel confident. There is something comforting about us being comfortable as we communicate. So bring the quirks, bring the personality, keep bringing the life into who we are. And the second one is this, is connection. Great communicators have an ability to connect and to connect well with people. It's essentially about your relatability, okay? You may have the intellect of an Oxford professor, you may have a PhD in theology, but if you are unable to connect and be relatable with people, whatever it is that you have to bring from a content and a message perspective is not going to be received as completely as it could be if you were connecting and more relatable. And when I think about this, words like vulnerability come to mind. I think it's important that we bring a vulnerability to who we are in communicating, which is, it's not an easy thing to do. So I'm not suggesting that any of this stuff is necessarily easy and that we're going to get it right on the first go, by the way. But vulnerability is powerful. It reveals to people that you are real. It reveals to people that you are also navigating certain things, because the tendency can be, particularly in church environments, but I would imagine it exists in any environment where somebody is elevated to a position or a pedestal in a collection of people who is bringing a particular message, perhaps sharing a thought in business or a thought in different areas, that immediately we uphold them as being better than us or separate from us. And oftentimes you might hear somebody speak and you think to yourself, well, you don't know what I'm going through, or you don't know the challenges that I face. And so I think it's important to ensure that we bring an element of vulnerability. And that might be something that all of us grow in. It's certainly something that I've had to grow in. There was an old adage that spoke of, don't speak about your weaknesses, only speak about your victories. And I can get where it comes from, because you're trying to instill a sense of overcoming in people, a sense of hope in people. And so you're wanting to celebrate the victories of life. But I would suggest it's imperative to share the struggle as well as the victory. And it's also okay to share current struggles. It's not so much that we have to have overcome everything. But again, there probably is levels of appropriateness as to how much we share. But it's important for us to connect, okay? Keep things personal. That's what I really love about what we've heard from people over the various weeks, as many of you have contributed in different forms. For me, it's all been coming across as being personal. And so that's a huge bonus. It's a great positive thing to keep things personal, to make sure that it is personal, that you're connecting and relatable. Okay, the third one is this, being concise and convincing. What this comes down to is how prepared we are. Preparation is so important. And I appreciate that for all of you, except for myself, myself quite exclusively, because even Tam carries quite significant responsibility outside of our church context. And so I find myself in what I would say a privileged position, in that I would have time to ensure that I'm preparing. But what we're trying to do is to ensure with you guys is that we're not overloading you with communication responsibilities, that we're going to try to give you enough runway. But please, can I ask you to prepare well? Prepare as best as you know now. And in relation to communication, you're going to come to a place where you're going to learn how to prepare better over time. And we can talk some mechanics around that preparation, but please Come to that area of responsibility that you've been entrusted with great preparation. Spend time thinking about it, spend time practicing it, because ultimately, it will show up in how you communicate. And in order to be convincing, now we're not trying to manipulate people, we're trying to be convincing. In other words, we're coming from a place of conviction that we believe wholeheartedly in what we're communicating to people. Again, it's a sense of security and a sense of confidence, but we need to believe in what we're saying. When we are unprepared, it's almost counter to what we think will happen. We start to fill in moments with words. And it's important for us to be concise because there is a particular message that we're trying to convey. We have to ask ourselves the question, are people leaving with that message? I know for me, for a little while, I have been editing some of the messages that I've been speaking in church. And so a little while ago, we were filming some of the messages, and then I would actually spend time editing them. There was often times when I would take, say, close to 40 minutes of me speaking and be able to edit that down to about 17 minutes of words that were actually worthy to be spoken. The rest of the, however many minutes, 23 minutes, were often just fill-ins or repeats. I need to be more concise, and that comes down to my preparation. Because what we're trying to get is for people to leave with the message that we had intent for. And so concise and convincing is an important one. Try not be vague, try not fill in words. Just because you speak long doesn't mean that you speak effective. And you might be able to speak for 90 minutes and be enthralling for the full 90 minutes. Most of us, we can't necessarily carry that burden. And so please, preparation is key. I would love to get to the place where we can turn up to church on a Sunday and we can call upon anybody within this group to communicate something in our church, even if it's to communicate a longer message around things, not an entirely full preach or 35 minutes, but definitely a longer thought without us necessarily having to allocate specific names to certain things. That would be a great place to be. That you are in an ongoing preparation place, spend time preparing what you would say in certain environments and certain times. It would be very helpful. Fourth thing is this, for us to be great communicators, we want in our church, our communicators to be scripturally rich. I want our communication to be anchored in the Word of God, but I want us to be spearheaded by scripture. Let me read to you some scripture as I'm talking about speaking from scripture. Romans 10, verses 10 to 17. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. As scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame, for there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is the Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So it's this powerful verse about people being saved. And then it goes on to say this. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard of? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them, without someone communicating to them, without someone speaking to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent or entrusted? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. And then it says this, consequently, verse 17, faith comes by hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. And so I want us to be building people's faith in any form of communication, whether it's a welcome at the beginning of the service, a time of prayer in worship, whether it's preaching, whether it's blessing, whatever segments. I don't want us to get too tied up on segments in our service. Whenever it is that we're communicating, may it be scripturally grounded, scripturally rich, because it is scripture that will build people's faith, and it is faith that God is pleased with. And so we want to be building faith in the room. And that comes from scripture, from the Bible. And then finally, the fifth thing about good communicators, great communicators, is that we are to be Holy Spirit reliant and therefore Holy Spirit empowered. We're not looking for great orators. We're not looking for brilliant speech makers. We're not in need of any more entertainment. There is so much entertainment available. Now, I'm not suggesting that we don't need to be entertaining, but I'm saying, what people don't need is more entertainment. What we all need is the transformative power of Christ. And what we all need is an anointed, God-breathed word that is communicated. And so for us who are being entrusted with that responsibility, please be Holy Spirit reliant and therefore Holy Spirit empowered. Every time I get the opportunity to speak, perhaps it's a bit of now a pattern, words that I've formed, I will always pray for the Holy Spirit to be the one that speaks and not for me to be the one that speaks. Obviously, I am speaking and I understand that you know where I'm coming from. But it's to ensure that the Holy Spirit gives us the right words to speak at the right time and helps us to articulate his word. And there is the availability of the greatest empowerment in the world, and it is the Holy Spirit. And so, however it is that you get time to lean into the Spirit of God, to be found in the Spirit of God, to be praying in the Spirit of God, please. And you might think, well, it's only just welcoming somebody to church. You never know what word will come out at the right time for the right person. And if it is just for one person, it's worth it. And that comes to the whole thing of never undervaluing every part that we play, because it is the sum of parts, which communicates the message.